Good morning, everyone. Who doesn't make mistakes, right? Yeah, I thought so. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Adriana Cantizani, or Adriana Cantizani, depends how you want to pronounce my name. Welcome to my podcast, where I talk about bilingualism and teaching young children English. So, as always, grab yourselves a cup of coffee and enjoy this episode, which, by the way, is taken from my latest YouTube video. In fact, all of my podcasts are from my YouTube videos. So if you're much more of a visual person and you want to follow me over on that platform, you'll find the link to my channel in the description box. Okay, enjoy. Even the most seasoned ESL teacher is going to make some mistakes when it comes to teaching ESL to young children. In this video, I'm going to walk you through what I think are the five most common mistakes that teachers make. So if you're an ESL teacher and you work with young children, you're definitely in the right place. Mistake number one, mixing languages. This is something you really don't want to do because when we mix languages, we have to remember that we're not just mixing words. We're actually mixing syntax, we're mixing grammar, and that's where the real confusion can set in. In fact, mixing words is something that all bilinguals do, even the ones that have been bilingual since birth. Mixing words is not a problem, it's a smart solution because when we don't know a word, all we do is we choose a word from our existing lexical baggage. So don't let mixing words be your problem. What you should worry about is mixing syntax. When we mix languages, we are mixing syntax because the syntax in English is not the same as the syntax in Italian, for example. In Italian, adjectives come after the noun. So we would say, instead of saying blue book, we would say in Italian, book blue. Remember, kids make their own grammar as they go along. It's no surprise to hear a young child say something like I goed or I seed or my foots. These are overgeneralizations. Children are able to apply the rule because they kind of have absorbed them from other words they've heard, because they are hearing consistency in that language. Now, when you switch from one language to another, you lose that consistency because sometimes you'll say things like blue book and other times you will say book blue. That will cause confusion. It's not word sharing that causes confusion, it's grammar sharing. So we don't want to switch languages when we're working with kids. So what can you do to make sure they understand you? Keep your sentences simple, say things very clearly, use body language and facial mimicry, use drawings if you have to, and most importantly, I think you should have a method, because a method will not only tell you what to do, but also how to do it. And if you're interested in my method, English is Fun, check out the description box below because I've got a link to that. You might want to become an English is Fun teacher and find out how you can activate metacognitive functions so that the kids understand everything you're saying from the very beginning. Mistake number two, thinking that you have to group children by age. Before the age of eight, children are developing along four very important sides: the physical side, the cognitive side, the social side, and the emotional side. And these four facets of their development are never going to be developing at the same pace. So we could have children of the same age that will have completely different developmental ages along these four sides, okay? Just like we could have children of different ages that are still going to have different ages along these four sides. So keeping them together just because they have the same biological age is not going to ensure better learning. Mistake number three, assuming that their reading skills in English are going to be just as good as their reading skills in their native language. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Again, my kids are Italian, and Italian is a phonetic language, and English is not. And in fact, the cognitive strategies that we use to read both languages are completely different. And I have a video that explains that if you want to check it out, it's right here. But besides cognitive strategies, when we read in our own language, we have an advantage, and that advantage is the experience that we have in that language. The experience with words, the experience with inflection, the experience with tone. We have been living in that language since birth. So even a child that is 5 years old has so much experience in his or her own native language that learning to read comes really natural. Mistake number four, not mixing up the tempo of the lesson. I think we can all agree that it's really hard to keep a group of five-year-olds seated at a table for about an hour. Sometimes we are inclined to just do a whole bunch of runaround games, games with a really, really high pace, high tempo. Believe it or not, though, that could have the same exact effect as sitting at the table for an hour. You see, the problem is not just the activity that they're doing, it's the amount of time you're spending on that activity. Kids have a short attention span, and that means they're going to have a short attention span even for the games that you propose. So the best thing you can do is to move from high pace to low pace fairly quickly, spending no more than about 10 minutes per activity. Keep in mind though that your kids, all of your kids, have different learning styles. So make sure to include activities that will cater to the needs of all of your children. Now, how many of you are guilty of using too many games? Let me know in the comments below, right? I'm guilty of using too many games. And if you want, you can put a happy face on that because it's not too bad. Come on, don't be too hard on yourself. And while we're on the topic of games, playing random games is definitely something you want to stay away from. Remember that when you're teaching a language, you want the children to use the language, and not a lot of games offer the chance to use the language. So just because they are laughing and having fun doesn't mean they're learning. Yes, I agree. It's a very important thing. And when they are laughing and having fun, that is a great sign. But remember, with some games, they would be laughing and having fun even if you were doing it in Chinese. So that doesn't mean that that game will really help them learn English, which is your goal. Actually, come to think of it, there are more than just five common mistakes that teachers make when they start off teaching ESL to kids. And I definitely made lots of them when I first started out because the advice I was given as a new teacher was not very helpful. Have any of these surprised you? Are you doing one of them, two, three, all of them? I don't know. Let me know in the comments below. And if you enjoyed this video, please give it a thumbs up and share it with a friend. All right, that about wraps it up. If you'd like to join my community so you can stay in the loop, kind of find out what I'm doing, when I'm teaching, when I'm doing some teacher training, or just, you know, find out when I've got a new video going up or a new podcast, join my mailing list, and you will find that link in the description box as well. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you next week.